Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Kelly Eben. In the headlines, skin bleaching cosmetics are said to be on high demand by both the male and female folk in spite of government's efforts to subdue these controversial products. Health experts are encouraging food vendors and buyers to acquaint themselves with adequate knowledge on food safety practices in order to avoid the health challenges of consuming poorly conserved foodstuff. Details of this and more right ahead. An alarming number of women and men in the Northwest region have continued to rely on the use of skin lightening products in a misguided pursuit of a fairer skin, despite several efforts by the government to subdue and eradicate the use of these controversial cosmetics. Some individuals still feel an intense social pressure to achieve a lighter complexion. Fela Kezia Fonja went downtown Bamenda and sought to know from various people their opinion on this phenomenon and compiled this report for the regional news.
Skin lightening creams have become an epidemic in the Northwest, with an alarming number of women and even men turning to these dangerous and often illegal products in a misguided pursuit of fairer skin.
So what really encourages skin bleaching a lot is the fact that girls are not confident, and also they resist competition. You know, they want to look like their friends, and they feel that somebody with a dark skin is not beautiful enough and does not have a place in society.
Industry experts estimate that over 40% of women in Cameroon regularly use skin lightening products, as the trend has spread rapidly, with youths in particular feeling intense social pressure to achieve a lighter complexion. There is a huge stigma against darker skin tones in our society today.
This is because of our society, the way the society look at, especially fair women and black women. They tend to see the fair women, in quotes, as beautiful.
The skin lightening also has financial and severe health consequences.
When you bleach your skin, destroy your skin, the inconveniences you have to keep up. It's like a full-time job. You have to buy all this bleaching product to make sure that your skin remains the way that you want it to.
It destroys the skin. It results in complications, especially to ladies if they're supposed to maybe be delivered of a child during operations. Their wounds might not get healed.
It provokes skin cancer. We have people that have died of skin cancer just because they failed to protect the original skin that was given to them from birth.
Authorities have cracked down on the trade in recent years, raiding warehouses and shops to seize illegal skin whitening products. However, the lucrative and largely underground nature of the industry has made it difficult to fully control. Unless urgent action is taken, the skin bleaching crisis in the Northwest and in Cameroon at large is likely to only worsen. For the regional news in Bamenda, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
Some inhabitants of Marwa in the far north region have been voicing concerns about the quality of food sold to the public. This comes at a time when experts have observed that many food vendors and the population lack adequate knowledge about food safety practices, parasitic agents that cause foodborne infections, and the dangers of poorly handled food to the human health. Our Far North regional correspondent Sylvester Temkeng brings us the report from CLTV Far North in Marwa.
Some urban dwellers in Marwa prefer fast food out of their homes, and others consume food from street vendors. Hence, ready rations, including beverages, are sold on the streets and in makeshift restaurants, travel agencies, workplaces, and even around schools. However, some of these handlers are neither regulated nor carry out regular medical fitness screening before engaging the activity. Meanwhile, due to poor soils, most crops in the far north region are cultivated using fertilizers and other chemicals, with a likely impact on the food chain. The need for strategies to regulate these and promote food safety is therefore considered as an imperative for the Faculty of Science of the University of Marwa, as the Dean, Professor Elizabeth Ngobum, explains.
Cases of foodborne diseases are currently witnesses in hospital and healthcare structure in the far north region.
To attain this goal in the far north region, where crop varieties are produced, Experts acknowledge that there is a need for appropriate measures to ensure safe and sanitary conditions of the chain supply.
Lack of hygiene in food handling from the farm to the fork is the main cause of foodborne outbreak. The absence of toilets and people defecating in the nature are some factors of food and water contamination by pathogens.
In the face of this, the experts have been dishing out some tips on how to avoid foodborne outbreaks. Once more, Professor Elizabeth Ngobum.
Population should be educated on food safety issues in school as well as in communities. Respecting hygiene measures during food storage, selling, cooking, and conservation is very important.
Public health officials in the far north region have also enjoined the public to use this year's theme of the World Food Safety Day, Prepare for the Unexpected, as a wake-up call on what they consume for health is worth. Marwa, Sylvester Demking, CRTV.
We go over to the southwest region, where some inhabitants of Buya have been expressing worries about the health challenges that come with consuming poorly conserved leftover food. The concern surfaces as they see that the people selling food in the region do not store leftover food the right way. Vanessa Mutango has more details on this report.
There are several makeshift restaurants along the streets of Buya. Most often, some of the restaurants are unable to sell the total amount of food that was prepared for the day. Hence, they are left with some of the foodstuff. The question the public is asking is what happens to this leftover foodstuff.
I am Kota from Sivri. I sell Ndole and white yams. When I have leftover food, I simply keep them for the following day, or sometimes I take it home to eat with my family.
As for me, when I sell and there is leftover food, I take the food back home for home consumption. I don't send it any longer to my customers.
Those who are unable to consume the food with family members say they have a way of preserving the food.
I preserve my leftover food by keeping it in the fridge. Or if I want to keep it for long, I put it in the freezer. And since we have power failure problem, if there's no light, I warm the food and keep, and I make sure it is eaten the following day.
Health experts say no matter how the food is preserved, consuming such foodstuff can provoke health problems to customers, especially if the method was inappropriate. Vanessa Mutangu for the Regional News in Buya.
Roast corn, plums, and plantains are old age local snacks that some Yaoundé denizens love to relish, mostly sold during the rainy season because of their availability at the time. This business equally stands as a strong source of income for youth seeking to make ends meet on holidays. FOC Babatunde scouted the city of Yaoundé and now tells us how the business is faring in this report.
It is flooding corn, plums, and plantains in the markets of Yaoundé, and roasting these food items for sale is the source of livelihood for Madame Sofak ever since she became the breadwinner of her family.
There are days that market is good and days that does not go at all. To take care of my five children in Yaoundé, I lost my husband, it's 5 years now.
Currently on high demand due to its season of harvest, the sale of roast corn, plums and plantains is little Francesca's way of supporting her parents prepare for the upcoming school year.
I roast corn and plum to help my mother so that she can cook food and sell in order to prepare my food for the next year because I'm writing BPC next year.
The local snack sold for as low as 150 francs is treasured by Cameroonians who say its aroma is just irresistible.
It is literally my favorite street food. Like I remember as a child, my grandmom would always roast it and give me, accompanied with amazing stories. A day does not go by without me eating. I must cross the street and go to the local corn and plum seller.
Roast corn, apart from being a perfect match with roast plums, is also eaten with boiled groundnuts.
And we wish a good appetite to lovers of roast corn, plums, and plantains. Before we go, a reminder of our top stories. Skin bleaching cosmetics are said to be on high demand by both the male and female folk in spite of government's efforts to subdue these controversial products. Health experts are encouraging food vendors and buyers to acquaint themselves with adequate knowledge on food safety practices in order to avoid the health challenges of consuming poorly conserved foodstuff. My name is Kelly Eben, wishing you a blessed start of the weekend in the company of Lunch on Date with Lucy Boomer.